This is Judith Lay welcoming you to Manx Radio and to the podcast of this week's edition of At Your Service. Manx Radio. We know you interviewed them, so when will they be on the programme? That's a question I've been asked several times following the visit to the island of Kieran Wimberley and Declan and Kelly McGrath. Well, the wait is over. This morning is all about Celtic Psalms, the ministry through music by Kieran Wimberley and the McGraths. And here they are with their setting of Psalm 121, I Lift My Eyes Up to the Hills.
I lift my eyes.
Kieran Wimberley and the McGraths, and one of their Celtic psalms, I Lift My Eyes Up to the Hills. And we'll be talking more about their ministry and listening to more music a little later in the programme. But first, let's meet the people and hear their story. Kieran Wimberley is a Presbyterian minister ordained in the United States, but now living in Ireland, where her husband is currently leader of the Corrymeela community. Founded in 1965, Corrymeela is Northern Ireland's oldest peace and reconciliation organisation. Corrymeela works to foster respectful relationships in communities, particularly those affected by conflict. Corrymeela's work is rooted in the belief that peace is not a static state, but a practice that requires ongoing commitment and effort. The organisation aims to create safe spaces for discussion, learning and encounter where people can address conflict, embrace difference and build a more inclusive society. So, how, I wonder, did Kieran and her husband get involved?
Well, originally I was in Belfast for about 6 or 7 years, very close to actually John Mann, who lives on the island now. And we went back to the States for a few years after our time in Belfast, but we felt the strong pull to come back to Northern Ireland, and particularly around peace building in some way, and just looking at ways to bring people together across that divide. And we're really interested in Corrymeela and its background and the work there. So initially we just went to volunteer for a year, and then we ended up staying for, now we've been there for 8 years, and my husband's currently the leader of Corrymeela, so we've gotten very involved. I'm a member of Corrymeela, and we've learned a lot through being there. We've met so many fascinating people. We've learned about all the work that they have done through the period of the Troubles, and all the kind of wisdom that they gained and that they continue to live out and, you know, kind of try to apply in the world today. So it's been a really eye-opening experience. It's been wonderful. That's how I ended up there.
Corrymeela has always been synonymous with peace from the times of the Troubles, which so many of the people of a certain generation remember so very clearly. So tell me a little about Corrymeela's work today, Kieran.
Well, I mean, they continue to do peace building work, but in the society today, there's not necessarily a lot of sectarian violence. But what we see is that communities are still quite separated from each other and maybe just don't have as many opportunities to really build relationships and hear each other's stories and things like that. So Corrymeela has a few different programs that will bring people together in different ways. With the current situation in Northern Ireland, with the unrest and racially oriented violence, there is a sort of looking to Corrymeela's wisdom, you know, how do we apply that wisdom to the current situation? And a lot of it has to do with never going in the path of seeing everybody as an us and them, you know, that we're not trying to see someone else as the enemy. We're actually trying to always look for the humanity in the other person. And so even in the current unrest that's going on in Northern Ireland, we always try to keep that in mind. And it's helpful. It's also very hard to do because you often want to just kind of label somebody as, you know, being wrong. And yes, people will go down roads that they shouldn't go as far as, you know, perpetrating violence. But Corrymeela kind of teaches that we need to always be willing to hear each other's stories and to look for the humanity in each other. And so that wisdom is really important to apply in today's world.
It needs a neutral body to bring people together, doesn't it? Always.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I think that's good. And it's a hard position to hold because, you know, it's a tricky thing. And you think about politics all over the world, you could take sides on many different issues, but really kind of holding on to that space of not necessarily neutrality, because we need to also hold on to what is right and what is wrong, you know, and you know, harming vulnerable people is never a right thing to do. But it's more trying to understand the reasons behind people's actions and to maybe look at the trauma in their past that might have caused them to act in a certain way, and maybe to address the root causes rather than to just kind of write people off completely.
Celtic Psalms has been a major part of Kieran Wimberly's ministry for the last 13 years. So let's find out how it came into being.
Well, I have always loved folk music of different kinds, and I tended to sing American but also Irish folk music when I was in the States. I mean, a lot of it is crossover anyway, but I had this real interest in it, and I think it was something about the melodies and just the emotion, the evocative nature of the tunes that have been passed down through generations and just express so much. And I was really drawn to the Irish ones especially. And then when we moved here, I had this hope that I was going to be finding more kind of hymns set to Irish melodies. But I found that that really wasn't true at all. And there was really very few. Maybe Be Thou My Vision was one of the only ones that was used on a regular basis. And I was really curious about learning more traditional music. So I went out and tried to learn many songs. You know, I was singing all the time. I went to singing classes and singing sessions out in pubs and just was like absorbing all these different tunes. And I did find so many of them are really singable and beautiful. And they tell these great stories, you know, love and loss and lament. And you know, some of them are funny, but a lot of them are just really like heart-rending songs. And if you think about it, they are sort of expressing that deeper level of emotion that you might find in the Psalms as well, like stories of heartache and longing and, you know, and love and joy, and it's all kind of mixed in there. So, and then I did know of a few songs that were set to Irish tunes. There's a great hymn writer called John Bell, who's well known in some circles from the Iona community. And so I definitely had been inspired by him and a few others, but there, for me, I just wanted more. And so I just decided to try to do my own arrangements.
Kieran, the thing about the Psalms is that I think we can overlook them, and there is such beautiful imagery and beautiful language, but sometimes we skip over them. And yet there is a richness there that I think your music brings out.
Well, there are so many different types of psalms. I've found that there are joyful songs of praise, and there are really heart-rending lamenting psalms. At first, I was doing more well-known psalms that we would hear in church more. But then I started kind of going further and realizing there are other psalms that are more about stories of people's lives. And so in our third and fourth albums, I think we did more of those kinds of psalms, which are telling a story out of a particular perspective, an experience in life. For example, Psalm 69, for the first few lines are pretty well known. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming up to my neck. I sink in deep mire. I have no foothold. So that's how the psalm is written. And we sing that to an old tune called The Streets of Derry. And it's very evocative of just that feeling of overwhelm, you know, that you can experience in any time of life and any culture and any, you know, period of time. It's so relatable, you know, that sense of, you know, the water coming up to your neck and you can't handle it, whatever it is, even if it's just for a few moments or if it's a period of your life where you feel you can't cope very well. And I think so many people really, really understand that. So it's one of those psalms that, you know, kind of it reaches us across thousands of years. It just seems like it could be written today.
Save me, O God, for the waters rising into the depths I am sinking down. Deliver me, for the floods around me don't let the waters come.
Save Me, O God, Psalm 69, performed by Kieran with the McGraths, who we're going to meet next, husband and wife Declan and Kelly, who, with their daughters, are an essential part of Celtic Psalms.
Our story of Celtic Psalms was, I suppose, as most men who don't listen, a phone call came and Kelly probably explained the whole story, but I heard some American woman wants to make music and I just said yes. And I also teach. Well, one of my previous roles would have been teaching young people and not maybe going to them rather than saying no all the time. It's just try saying yes.
So, as you've heard there, Declan has a background in teaching, an instinct to say yes rather than no, and believes that people are the most important part of anything that we do.
I found myself standing in Graceland a couple of years ago at Elvis's grave. I think it's his grave. I think the, himself and the mother and father are buried in the backyard. But I happened to be standing just there, and there was a lady beside me who was from County Mayo, and I got talking to her, and it turns out that she knew the man who tiled our kitchen. So it's a small world, you know. To be serious for a minute, it's sometimes you've been in a lot of great places, but it's always the people. And even today, you'd be talking to people, and sometimes with a stranger, that maybe opened up to you a wee bit more. And it is the power of talking to a stranger and making those connections. So I always be thankful for the people that I've met and the people we've stayed with. Some very funny people. And just an adventure. There was no grand plan when that phone call came, you know, of like world domination within 3 years. It's been very organic. I didn't think we'd last more than 2 weeks. But here we are 13 years later. And as the sole male member of a well-travelled group, you know, we have to get on well. There's myself and five women in a small car driving for 5, 6, 7 hours at a time. So we have become good friends. But it is an example of why saying yes is often better than saying no.
Kelly, have you known Declan for a long time?
I have. We were in the same primary school. Yeah, so it's quite a long time. I took the phone call and I said yes, not for me. I said yes for our two daughters who were studying music at the time. And I thought, this is a great opportunity for them. And of course, I said to Declan, what do you think? And he said, yeah, yeah, go for it. So we arranged to meet and we worked on our first album and recorded it shortly after that. So the girls were 13 and 16 at the time. So they've grown up with it, which is great.
I love harmony. I love doing music with others. And I had heard their voices and I just was captivated, absolutely captivated, and just wanted to include that beautiful sound. The girls, their daughters, are excellent, amazing singers. And all of us together, we love singing in harmony. And it's really nice to kind of sing in a group and each voice is honored differently. And I really love that. And Declan's guitar playing is fantastic. And then we have other instrumentalists join us as well at different times, depending on where we are. So it's just kind of taken on a life of its own.
The fact that Kelly and Declan, that your daughters wanted to join in it, is a great blessing. And there's something about family music that's got a special quality, a special closeness that you can't manufacture.
I grew up with music. My dad was a musician. He traveled to America and England and toured as well. But his thing was harmonies. So it was sort of taught to me at a very early age, and I taught the girls very early. And there's that blend of family voices that they all just seem to blend. And luckily for us, Kieran's voice blends really well with our voice as well.
Bless the one who crowns us with love.
beauty of Celtic Psalms is that you are taking traditional Irish, Scottish melodies, Celtic melodies. So this starts off with something that is familiar to people, and there is nothing like a familiar tune that makes people feel comfortable. So it's a great way of unifying people, isn't it?
It is, and I would know the tunes from a different place. My father was a publican. We had a family pub. And I would have heard the tunes that Ciarán has used throughout sessions and people playing in the pubs and various in the traditional music scene. And then it just seemed like such a no-brainer. What Ciarán has done is to take these tunes that are really accessible and really quick to learn and beautiful and pair them with the Psalms. And then Ciarán would word something and go, oh yeah, I know that. So it's like learning without being taught.
Doing this work, taking this music out to people, does it do something to your own faith?
Yes. It's very hard to put it into words, but I think there is something, the connection between singing and faith, or singing and spirituality. But if I take it off on a different track, when we spoke about divisions, I remember growing up, and one of the reasons I play guitar was because I always loved heavy metal. And obviously Northern Ireland being where it was at the time, one of the most unifying things was rock music. So I would have went on buses to concerts, Metallica, AC/DC, and it would always have been mixed, and we were all friends in the bus. So, and there was a programme, a couple of documentaries made, what's it called again? Once Upon a Time in Northern Ireland, and it's a section of the programme where it speaks about the power of music and how music held everybody together. And it does, you know, regardless if you believe you can sing or not, there is no doubt that you feel better after having done so. So that would be my step in faith or spirituality. There's something other about it that I would hold to.
Spread the heavens above me, praise the Lord.
There are psalms of lament and psalms of great rejoicing and psalms that are full of love. So they are songs for all seasons. How many CDs now, Kieran?
We have 4 and 44 psalms.
Declan, Kelly, Kieran, just such a joy to talk to you all. Thank you for being on the island. Thank you for talking to me, and lots more Celtic psalms, I hope, Kieran.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Glory to God forever and ever. Praise the Lord, all the earth. I'll sing to God all of my living. Praise the Lord, all the earth.
And now let's finish with a look at our notice board. And today, Bigarro Chapel invite you to an afternoon in the company of the Laxey Handbell Ringers under the direction of Reverend Joe Dudley. It's this afternoon at 2:30 with free admission, refreshments and a retiring collection. Also today, there'll be an open afternoon at the home of Katie and Mark O'Meara, today from 2 until 4:30. Katie and Mark are renovating a Thalton in a most beautiful area. To find it, just head for the Slock at Colby and look out for the balloons. There'll be tea and coffee and delicious homemade cakes and pies to eat in or take home, with locally made craft items on sale and a raffle with fantastic prizes and music from Manx Choir, Kirjin Kujak. Everyone's welcome. Parking is in the field behind the house, please, not on the road. This'll be a cash-only event, and all proceeds will help Ballykilferrick Chapel with their renovation works, allowing them to continue in their position as a local chapel and community event space. A mini-music festival has just started in Kirkmichael Methodist Chapel. The chapel's opposite the main car park in the village. And there are 2 more concerts to enjoy this week. On Tuesday evening, the 12th, there's a concert of Baroque music for recorders, flute and strings by the Burn Bray Ensemble. And the festival ends with choral music by the Summer Singers on Friday, the 15th. Both concerts start at 7:30 and admission is free, but donations to church funds would be most welcome. Into Douglas now and to St Thomas's Church off the promenade near the Gaiety Theatre. Their summer concert this Wednesday evening will be given by the Summer Singers, conducted by Sue Kinraid. It starts at 7:45 with free admission, delicious homemade cakes afterwards, and a retiring collection if you'd like to donate. On Thursday evening, this week's concert in St Catherine's Church in Port Erin will be an evening of folk with Rob and Paul. It starts at 7:30 with free admission, refreshments afterwards and a retiring collection. Next Saturday the 16th, St Olive's Church on Bowring Road in Ramsey have their garden party, open from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be refreshments and musical entertainment, and stalls of all kinds, including crafts and cakes, plus a raffle. There'll be games and demonstrations, and everyone will be made very welcome. And finally, looking ahead to next Sunday, that's the 17th, there's an animal blessing service in Baldrine Methodist Chapel, next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. It'll be led by Mrs. Pauline Corlett. There's a warm welcome for all pets and their owners, and there'll be refreshments afterwards. And that's all we've time for now. But I'll be back tonight at 9 o'clock with Sundown, your invitation to join me in our virtual lounge for late night listening with your requests and dedications. And I'd love you to join me if you can. So until whenever we meet again, this is Judith saying thank you for listening. And I wish you and those you love a blessed and peaceful week and a very good morning.
Station.